Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and investment advisory services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here. This is Craig Ferrantino. I'm president and certified wealth strategist at Craig James Financial Services. We're based on Route 110 in Melville. We are live today from our studio at here at Islip MacArthur Airport. You know, we're going to be talking about a couple of things today, but if anything piques your interest, feel free to give us a call at 631-451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. Hey, I also have a iPad 2 Air next to me. So if you want to send an email, just send it to Craig at CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's Craig at CraigJamesFinancial.com. Feel free to call the office if you have any of these questions. Hey, today we're talking about IRAs and work retirement plans. Five important differences. Now, an IRA is an individual retirement account, and a work retirement plan is a 401k, 403b, Section 457 plan, aka the deferred comp. And there are some differences between those. And I wanted to highlight five important differences in this show. And so if I get through all of them, we only have a half hour to do it. But if I get through all of them, that'll be great. First of all, I wanted to, before I even begin, wanted to look at, there was a survey this week that came out. It was very, very interesting. It's a fact that Americans, the average American, seems to be spending more time planning where they're going to eat than planning for retirement. I mean, that's incredible. More time planning where they're going to eat than where they're going, you know, they're planning for retirement. Huh. Now, I do want to say the author of the plan was the survey was TIAA CREF, a very popular retirement plan across the country and also here on Long Island, you know, the hospitals, some schools. Brookhaven Labs or clients from all those places do have retirement plans at those places, but they had a survey, and I'm just kind of startled. More troubling. The average American seems to be spending more time planning where they're going to eat than they do planning for retirement. And so why is that? What's the beef there? And I think a lot of it, because a lot of the retirement plans are complicated. Also part of that survey, over one third of those surveyed either did not know what an IRA is or the difference between an IRA and an employer sponsored plan. I'll say that again, one third, that's over one third. So it's like 35% of those surveyed did not know what an IRA is. And IRA is in case you don't know, let me explain it. An IRA is an individual retirement account. Or the difference between an IRA and an employer-sponsored plan. That an employer-sponsored plan being the 457, 403B, 401K, things like that. So what I find that is startling is that I wanted to go through that because I think that part of the confusion is that a lot of these were set up by the government. Now, what part of the government sets up these plans? Let's get down to the nuts and bolts here. Well, first is the IRS, because you're deferring some money from your paycheck to contribute to participate in these plans. And so that lowers your taxable event. So they want to know about that. And so they set certain limits on that of how much you could do. But it's not just the IRS that is got their hands in all these rules, which makes it complicated. There's also the Department of Labor, and they want to make sure in some instances that that the, you know, least compensated employee has a fair shake at saving for retirement as the owner of the company. And so they have these different testing rules and things like that. So let's go into that today. Our number, by the way, if you're participating in an IRA or in a 401k or 457 or 403b, is give us a call, 451-1039. That's 451-1039. Join the conversation. And we were talking about five important differences between an IRA and work retirement plans. This is Craig Ferrantino. If you're just joining us, I'm president and certified wealth strategist at Craig James Financial Services. We're based on Route 110 in Melville. I've been doing this for 28 years, a long time. And unfortunately, sometimes say we've seen it all. But key is, how do we make the retirement, your longevity, how do we plan for your longevity, and what's the most efficient way, what's the most tax efficient way, and where are you getting the most bang for your buck? Our number at the office is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. Or you can give us a call now, live in the studio, 631-451-1039. So let's start with some of these differences between an IRA and a 401k or an employer-sponsored plan. One big difference is that you cannot borrow from your IRA. Now, if you're working and you've accumulated a sum of money in your retirement plan, let's say you've been working, I don't know, 15 years, you have six figures in there, whatever the six figures are. Let's say $200,000, and you need a loan to, you know, buy a vacation home or pay for a kid's education or something like that. A lot of employer plans allow you to borrow from their 401k. There are borrowing provisions at Craig James Financial. We have for our staff, we have a borrowing provision as well. And that's one of the things that the owner of the company can do and set that up for their employees. So there could be some gigantic mistakes that you could be making if you borrowed against the plan. One of the things is that you can take out the money from an IRA or work sponsored plan that you pay yourself back. It's really your money. And of course, the plan sponsor charges you an interest for that. You cannot, however, borrow from an individual retirement account. Now, I'll repeat that again. You cannot borrow from an IRA. There is one distribution from an IRA that's allowed per year. Most people don't know about it. You could borrow. You could take money out of an IRA as long as you return it within 60 days. You will not be seen as a distribution. If you return it on the 61st, let's say you had $100,000 in an IRA, and you needed some money to close on a house. We've had this in a couple of, or money was coming in, and, you know, depending on how closings were, you were selling your house, buying another house, and clients have requested one of the things that we could do is take out money from the IRA. As long as we return it within 60 days, that will not be seen as a distribution. You're only allowed that once per year out of one IRA, not from all your IRAs. And if you do it the 61st day, that $20,000, wherever you borrowed to help you close on the house, will be considered a distribution and then taxable as ordinary income. Now, that gets very ugly. So if you're making $100,000, you borrowed $20,000, now you're making $120,000, it all comes out. Plus, if you're under the age of 59 and a half, you get hit with a 10% penalty. So that gets very, very expensive. Before you do that, you need to give us a call at 631-393-2888 just to see how does this option work? What could I do to make it work for me as opposed to work for the government? And of course, anything that we talk about, please consult your own CPA or tax professional before taking action. So neither Next Financial Group nor its representatives are licensed to offer tax advice. And as we said, please consult your tax professional. So that's one of the things you cannot borrow from. You can borrow from an IRA. You can borrow from a 401k, 403b, deferred comp, 457 plan. You cannot borrow from your IRA. You can do a one-time distribution for 60 days, little known fact. As long as you return the money within the 60 days, you won't get charged. Our number here in the studio, 631 631-451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. Wow, there's a lot here to go. There's several more differences between an IRA and a employer-sponsored plan. Another huge one that I'd like to talk to after the break is your contribution limits. Now, how much can you give to an IRA this year? How much can you give next year? How much can you give to a 401k this year? How much can you defer out of your salary for a 401k next year? Those are the numbers have changed. For some, half of that story is that the numbers have changed. The other half of the story is that they haven't changed. So what's changed for 2015 and what hasn't changed? Well, we got this and more to talk about after the break. This is Craig Ferrantino, Certified Wealth Strategist. Our show is called It's All About Retirement, or I'm going to change it to It's All About Longevity Planning. And after the break, we're going to discuss some of the different contribution limits between the both. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Craig Ferrantino, host of the show It's All About Retirement, and every week we talk about retirement issues. I'm a president and a certified wealth strategist at Craig James Financial Services based in Millville. We are live here in the studio, 631-451-1039. If you have a retirement plan or an IRA, feel free to give us a call if you have any questions about that. So we're talking today about five important differences to understand about your IRA. IRAs and work retirement plans, five important differences. So we talked before the break, we spent some time that you couldn't borrow from your IRA. You can borrow from your 401k at work while you're still working, by the way. That was something we should add there. You can't borrow if you're not working anymore. At least they need to know that you have a way to pay it back. And if you're working, they just take that money that you've borrowed out of your salary on a monthly basis. But if you're not working, then they're not going to let you borrow. All right. Here's the big thing. Next coming year, which is 2015, there are different contribution limits. Now, we're all sitting around. We're all sharpening our pencils in the office like, oh, my God, I can't wait for them to release the information for 2015. This is a great opportunity for clients to save for their longevity. And it's so important to make sure that we've socked enough money away. And then they made the announcement that the IRA contribution limit for 2015 is going to be $5,500. Okay, guess what the number is for 2014? $5,500. Not much has changed. There wasn't a change at all, as a matter of fact. If you're 50 or older, you could save another $1,000 on top of that. So it's $6,500 for 2015, which was the same individual retirement contribution for 2014. That's your catch-up provision. So it's $1,000. Nothing has changed on the IRAs, which is probably your most popular form that people have to save for retirement. There is a change, however, on employer-sponsored plans. They allow you to contribute much larger amounts, and your deferral limit for 2014, which is this year, was $17,500. So now we're waiting for the big news. What is it for 2015? Well, guess what? It is now $18,000. They allow you to take another $500 out of your salary and defer it for your retirement, for your future. So it goes from $17,500 in 2014 to $18,000 deferral in 2015. Now, if you're over 50, you had a catch-up provision of $5,500. Now, again, I apologize if you're on the back of your 36-foot Grady White listening to us and, in Shinnecock Bay, then we could, you just email me. We'll send you the latest numbers. It's not a problem. Craig at Craig James Financial Services. And or you could go to our website, LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com, and get a copy of the show and play it again on your iPad, iPod, iPhone, or we're also on Stitcher. So on any Android device or Windows device, you'll be able to hear our show, past shows. So $17,500 for 2014, you could defer into a 401k, or $18,000 into a for 2015. Now, the catch-up provision on the employer-sponsored retirement plans is was $5,500 for 2014, is now up to $6,000 for 2015. So now, guess what? If you add the $18,000 that you're allowed in 2015, plus if you're over 50, you could do another $6,000 deferred. You're now bringing your total up $1,000 from 2014 to 2015. Your total contribution, if you're over the age of 50, can be $24,000. Our number here is 631-451-1039. So $24,000 you can contribute in 2015 if you're working and you have a 401k plan and you're over the age of 50. Now, it makes me think that the people who run the IRAs don't have as strong as a lobby as the people that run the employer-sponsored plan, because the 401ks, 457 plans, 403bs did have the ability to raise it for 2015, and nobody's fighting for the IRA. So maybe we'll start an organization where we're fighting for IRAs and we get those contribution limits up. Yeah, I'd like to see them at 10,000 or so, just so that you could really, if you really wanted to put some money away for retirement, that would certainly, and that still isn't enough to defer for people, but at least that'll get you help that. Now, one of the misconceptions is that you don't need your employer to help you establish an IRA. You could be working now, and if you have extra shekels, you could certainly set up an IRA. We'd help you with that, if that makes sense. By the way, you're listening to the show, It's All About Retirement. Today, we're talking about five important differences to understand about your IRA and work retirement plan. This is Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist and host of the show, It's All About Retirement. And you could join us today at 451-1039. You can even call our office at Craig James Financial Services. Our number is 631-393-2888. All right, let's take a look at another difference that's between the IRA and the work retirement plan. Sometimes the fees in an IRA may be higher. Now, we want to mention that if you're no longer working, one of your options is to roll over your plan into an IRA. And there are some reasons to keep it at the plan as well, because the fees are low in certain plans, not all the plans. But you want to look at the fees, because sometimes people, when they roll it into an IRA, they then go into other investments. And those other investments could have higher fees. And I'll give you an example. If you have something you want a guaranteed income for life in your IRA, which means you would put it into an annuity, you're asking for a guaranteed minimum income benefit, a guaranteed minimum withdrawal benefit. Some of those things, they tend to add on fees because someone else is taking the risk on how much they're giving you every year. So that's called a GMIB, GMWB, depending on the insurance company. There are different benefits out there that can increase the fees in an IRA higher than what you would have in a 401k. But that's based on, you know, an IRA gives you the world's your oyster. One of the things you want to talk about moving it, if you're retired away from your employer, your former employer, is that in an IRA, the world's your oyster. I always like to use that example. I mean, you could do a lot in an IRA that you, if you kept it, if you retired and you kept it in the employer benefit, the employer plan, you're limited to the options that the employer has in that plan. You go out of that plan, then you could certainly do CDs, you could do federal bonds, and in some instances, you could buy real estate. You could buy a foreclosed property in Florida. You could do, there's so much that you could do once those assets are in an IRA. Again, do want to caution that there are some advantages to keeping the assets still with the employer even after you're no longer there. Our number here in the studio, 631-451-1039. If you're just joining us, I'm Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services, based in Millville. Our number there is 631-393-2888. And our And our email is craig@craigjamesfinancialservices.com. And just checking my emails now just to make sure. Okay, good. Perfect. All right. Here's another topic that I think is important to know. If you had an employer, this is a little complex, and I am running out of time here on the show, but if you work for an employer and you left that firm, you rolled over the assets into an IRA, and you find the job later, and you're still working. Had you stayed at the employer, you're not required at your first employer that you didn't leave, you're not required to take out the required minimum distribution at 70 and a half. So if you're in a 401k and you're still at your company and you're working past 70 and a half, I know my own father worked, I think, until 78 years old. He had a 401k certainly at Northrop Grumman, and he was able to continue to work and not have to take the required minimum distribution out of his 401k. Now, if you have an IRA as well, you will be required to take out the required minimum distribution, even though you're working at age 70 and a half. You don't defer the government's mandate for you to take some of that money out at age 70 and a half because you're still working, but you can defer the ability to take that money out of a 401k. Not defer it, you just don't have to take the money out at age 70 and a half because you're still working for that firm. So you must begin taking required minimum distributions in the year that you turn 70 and a half. And if you're still working, you don't have to take out any money out of a 401k as long as you're working for that company. Wow, there's a lot of little things here that's very, very important. There are some critical differences between an IRA, an employer-sponsored plan, and we certainly covered a few of them. The first one being that you can't borrow from your IRA. You can from your 401k, and that the fees may be higher in an IRA, that the contribution limits are different. In both IRAs, you could sock away a lot more in a 401k and workers' retirement plan. And if you keep working, the 401k is going to be the place where you're going to keep your assets for that time. Wow, this has been a great show. There's a lot of information out there. You could give us a call, 631-393-2888 in our office. Email me, craig@craigjamesfinancialservices, and we'll be certainly help you any of these complex issues. We'll help you get around any of those. Well, I wanted to thank you. It's been a great, great day. This is Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist and president of Craig James Financial Services. And I want to let you know that it's all about retirement. Thank you so much for joining me.